Good afternoon. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminars with Perry A. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, and being in the alternative healing field, I realized there were a lot of people that weren't responding to clay and other people who were just getting great results, and it bothered me. So I called a few of them and asked, and what I found out was that these people were in a great deal of stress and worry and kind of in the overload. They were having panic attacks, negative thinking. You know, when you feel bad and you're down, the negatives seem to come in more easily. And it was like they were being attacked by their own thoughts. And being a spiritual person, I've come to the realization that I create my life by my thinking, that whatever I look for, I find. So if I can change my thinking about my body, about a situation, about people, I can change my relationship to all that. And that was the impetus to start the Live Well Lifestyle teleseminar. So I invite you to join us. To ask questions. If you're on the internet, you can type in your questions. If you're on the air, I will periodically look back and ask if anyone has a question. Each month, we take on a different topic. And this month, we're talking about maintaining peace of mind and staying in a state of peace. When you are calm and in a state of peace, the anxiety and stress levels go down, your acidity is reduced, and the body can function more properly. It gives you, it's like taking a time out from your thinking. And sometimes we need to take a time out from our thinking. So our intention for the class is to open awareness to how we can support our well-being from loving thoughts about our body's ability to heal and return to balance. To learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, to open the door to self-healing, to release anger, regrets, and judgments, to forgive and move on, and to learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. So those are my goals for you, and we have a daily affirmation that we use, and I encourage you every morning to wake up and say this before you get out of bed. Keep your little sheet by your bed and just say to yourself, every day in every way I'm getting better and better and better. I am stronger, wiser, and more content. I am peacefully calm, and I trust myself. So each day, every time you run into a negative thought, say, wait a minute, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and better. I'm stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. And say this to yourself, because the mind can only hold one thought at a time. It can be a fear or a negative thought or a positive one. And if you start looking for ways in which your body is improving every day, you can find some area of improvement. The awareness quote for today is from my friend Blitz Polston. He said, consistency in your life is usually a good thing. However, when circumstances prevent you from being consistent, don't let it upset your life. Change what you can, accept what you can't as a fact of life. Don't let anything disturb your happiness. I find it so easy to let something disturb my happiness. And when I go to anger, I'm literally giving my power to the whatever the situation is, a person or an event in my life. My neighbor called the other day, and we've had an influx of young children move into our neighborhood, and they play in the alley. It's kind of safe. They have their skateboards and their bikes and their little scooters, and they run up in the alley playing. And it's nice to hear the laughter of young children happily playing. Occasionally you hear one crying that fell down, but parents are around all over, and it's a safe neighborhood. They seem to be careful when a car is coming. They get off to the side. They do occasionally run off to some other activity and leave a skateboard in the alley or a scooter or a bike. And we've talked to them, and now they're learning to put it over to one side or take it with them. But, you know, children in the moment are children. They do what children do. When something else calls them, they just drop what they're doing, leave it wherever it is, and run off. And that's why parents are there, to coach them, to give them a new way to handle things so their toys won't get lost or broken or driven over. And then we also have a neighbor that has three little dachshunds. And in the afternoon when she gets home from work, she lets them out in the backyard. And being little dachshunds, they do what dogs do. When somebody walks behind her house, they start barking. They've been doing this before the children got there. All you have to do is walk down the alley, put out your trash, somebody mowing the lawn. If they're outside, they're going to bark. They do what dogs do. Children do what children do. When they go past our house, we have laughing children and barking dogs. And sometimes the children stop and look at the dogs, and that just makes them bark harder. Or they may run their hand over the fence or something that aggravates the dog. Dogs are doing what they do. Children are what they're doing what they do. If you get in anxiety over it, you're going to be stressed out, have an ulcer, be mad, want to go to war. Well, my neighbor called and she was all upset. What can we do about these children? And I said, not very much. Children will do what they do and dogs will do what they do. You know, I don't mind the sound of laughing children. I don't mind the sound of barking dogs occasionally. I've been your neighbor and heard them bark for a long time. If it's bothering you, put them inside, wait till the children go home and let them out again. But don't lose your cool over it. And that's the thing we do. We lose our cool, we go to war, we start thinking we can control dogs barking and we can control children playing. Guess what? You can't. So why get stressed out about it? It's as simple as that and as difficult as that. The other day I went to a Sonic. We have a nasty old Sonic that just moved in the neighborhood, and every now and then I crave a chili cheese dog. And the weather had gotten cold, and I was really hungry for a nasty old chili cheese dog. I didn't want the foot long, I just wanted the small one. Drove up to the window, placed my order, got my package, drove all the way home, opened it up, and I had a weenie and a bun. No chili. The main thing I wanted was the chili. So I got back in the car. I noticed I was angry. My jaw was set. I was rehearsing my victim speech. I can't believe you didn't hear chili cheese dog and you gave me a weenie and a bun. And I had to drive all the way home. I saw all my righteous indignations coming up, my wanting to be right. And I drove up. I gave him back the hot dog. I said, this is not a chili cheese dog. May I have a chili cheese dog, please? They apologized profusely, gave me the chili cheese dog, and I still wanted to be right, and I was still tied up. And the guy said, please, I'm sorry, I apologize, go and have a good day. And I thought, I can choose to go and have a good day. If I wanted the chili cheese dog bad enough, I drove back and got it. It was simple as that. But to be mad all the way back and forth and to be upset was not doing my body any good. I wasn't going to just digest the chili cheese dog everywhere. So we have little things like that that come up during the day that just wreck our peace of mind. How can we get back and maintain that peace of mind and acceptance of what is? I love buying Katie's book, Loving What Is. She says, when I argue with reality, I always lose. Suffering is optional. But it's when I argue that I create stress for myself. When I think dogs shouldn't bark and children shouldn't play, when I think people ought to get orders right at a drive-up. How many people I'm talking to online, I'm sure everybody has had a time when they got home and didn't get their correct order. So You can let it upset you, or you can choose to accept it and say, there was some reason I need to drive through the neighborhood again today, and I get to look around and see the beauty of the place I live. Anything that's positive that will take you out of the stressful thought. It is a choice, and we always have a choice over thinking what we think. One of my Louise Hay quotes, I love Louise Hay's book on Heal Yourself, says, I release all fears and doubts. I accept myself and create peace in my mind and my heart. I now choose to free myself from all destructive fears and doubts. I am loved and I am safe. What a beautiful thought. And fears. Fears normally come from the past or futurizing about the future based on the past. So you had something that happened in the past and you don't want to repeat it. So when a situation arises again that could repeat it, oftentimes we don't do anything. We don't step forward because we are attached to the fear thought. What if we had a thought is that was then? I learned from that experience. It doesn't have to be my future. I can do this differently this time. Don't let fear stop you, particularly if you feel that inner desire, that impulse to go somewhere and do something, something you've been wanting to do, but fear is holding you back. Look at your fear and see if it's really based on the truth or some old belief or an assumption about what might happen. We cross a lot of bridges we never come to by projecting fear into the future. Doubts will keep you in a state of confusion. Make a decision. Step to the left or step to the right, but take a step. It's not etched in stone. If you're going the wrong direction and you recognize it, change and go the other direction. Just make a decision and do something. Staying in a state of indecision will just tear you up. If you can't figure out what color of paint to paint the wall, you know, get a little piece of cardboard and paint it, let it dry and see what it's going to look like. And on a larger swatch than a little tiny square. Another way to stay in peace of mind is to feed your soul, to take time for gratitude, to look closely at all the beautiful things you've manifested in your life. The more blessings you look for, the more you will find. Sit down and make a list. I go out in the morning with my cup of tea and I sit on my porch and I take my notepad and I thank God for the blessings in my life. And sometimes I write them down and I can cover a whole sheet. It depends on how far I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful I can walk and get around. I'm grateful for the clay in my life. I am grateful for my ability to share that with others. I'm grateful for my children, my bank account, whatever state it's in. It's about accepting what is. The house I live in, my yard, sometimes it looks better than other times, but I've got a yard. So whoopee-doo. You know, grass is going to grow and it's going to change color throughout the year. It's what grass does. I would love to mow it once and have it stay permanently green and a permanent height, but it doesn't do it. When I think it should, I'm in insanity. I'm creating my own stress. Again, it goes back to being at peace with what is. And find a list of things that you're grateful for. Look around your house, your home, your life. Might be good parents. Maybe you didn't have such a good parental experience. But if you notice, there are more than one mom. I wrote an article once about second moms. Everybody needs them. There's a time when your real mom either isn't available or isn't emotionally available. But life will send you a neighbor, a friend, an elderly friend, someone else. My daughter shares me with all her friends. They start talking about their mothers, and she said, you know, my mother will adopt you. And I go up, and I have the largest family of adopted young girls, and I help them get over their stress about their mothers and learn to love their mothers. So So what a beautiful thing is that. I think intention, setting an intention for your life is very, very important. And all of us need to be intentional. It's about not running on default. So many times that we are just running on default and not deciding what we want in our life. So when I'm going somewhere and getting in the car, I have an intention of getting there on time and not having a traffic jam, of getting green lights, of having a pleasant trip. And it's amazing what can happen. I always have an intention of a first row parking. I love front row parking. And I will drive around a little bit and give people time to get out of the way for me. And they will. It's amazing. So set an intention. And the intention I chose for this week is, it is my dominant intention to maintain peace of mind. If you just have an intention each day to have peace of mind and calm and clarity, you might be surprised. I choose peace over anger. I choose not to argue. I intend to be peaceful, happy, playful, creative, serving, mentally expanding, enriching, and healthy. My life reflects my joy. I smile at everyone. I feel good. So have your dominant intention to feel good and to maintain peace of mind. And if you do that exercise every day till we meet again, I would love to hear how your life is doing. So I hope you will put a big star by the intention. Now, the quotes and the things and the exercises I'm talking about today will be posted online, and Cheryl will send an email out giving you the link. And they're archived by date, so you can click on it and listen again. And there will also be a downloadable sheet for that day that you can print out that has the intentions, the quotes, the daily affirmations. So I hope that you will print those out and do for homework during the next month. I said for the week, but it's really a monthly. We only come on once a month. And read the pages every morning. It's short. It's one page or maybe one and a half pages. So that is very important. Another thing to maintain peace of mind is to meditate. Now, I went out this morning to clear my mind. My intention was to have the best teleseminar ever, to have more people listening in and joining in and participating, and to what else? I had another intention there. Oh, to maintain peace of mind. And I started meditating, and about the time I started meditating, a cement truck pulls up down the street, and they're putting in a sidewalk, and I'm hearing this grinding, churning motor going on and on and on. And I thought, how can I meditate with that? And I thought, this is a great opportunity for me to experience. And when I let go of being mad at it and just accepted the sound and I closed my eyes, I realized there was a pattern to it. It was kind of a ra-romp, ra-romp, ra-romp. And I remembered when my children were little, still in an infant seat, and when they would be crying and a little fussy when they get tired and I couldn't get them to sleep, I'd set them on top of the dryer, turn the dryer on, and that little vibration, the ra-roomp, 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 would put them to sleep. So I closed my eyes, and I focused on the sound alone, just that sound. And it actually took me to a meditative state. It kept, by listening to the sound, it's like listening to your breathing or focusing on your breathing. It kept thoughts out of my mind. Occasionally a thought would come in and said, oh, you can use this in your teleseminar right now, today. There's some new material for you. And I'd say, let go of that thought and go back to the sound. And it was really, instead of a disturbing sound, I made it a relaxing sound. These are all choices. If I can do it, you can do it. So I would like now, I did play earlier a very peppy tune if you tuned in earlier. Music is another way to keep you in a peaceful, happy place. The more you smile, the happier you get. I'm going to suggest when you're feeling down, you stand up, square your shoulders back, make good posture, hold your chin up, lift your head high, and walk around the room and put a smile on your face. Listen to some cheerful music. We don't want any crying in your beer music. We want walking on the sunny side of the streets, Chariots of Fire, something that will really lift you and invigorate you, and you'll be surprised at how much better you'll start feeling in your overall body. Our posture alone, when we get ill and painful, we kind of slump, and when we slump, we collapse our lungs. We're not really getting a good, deep, fresh breath of air. There's so many little things that can help you in your physical health just by your posture alone. Exercising, taking a walk, sitting outside, watching water flow are all peaceful things to me. Each one of you probably has your own way of going to a peaceful thought or a peaceful place, so use those. You don't have to do what I suggest. Start being creative and think of your own. So right now I'm going to go and see if we have any questions from anyone, if they've typed any questions. And would love to... Whoops, I'm not seeing any questions. Everybody's satisfied, I guess. I hope we have somebody there. Have several people online. If anybody's online and they would like to discuss a challenge that they're having, if you will click star 2, it will open your line and we can have a conversation about it. That's star 2 on your telephone. So I'm going to talk a little while and give you an opportunity to create star 2 to do something like that. And at the same time, I'm going to try to talk and find a good piece of music that's very relaxing that we can do a meditation by. There are several meditations that are on the About Clay site. I'm sorry, on the Live Well Seminar Archive site. And you can listen to those. If you have a favorite one, you can listen to that. Or you can choose your own music background. You can do your own meditations. Just imagine the things I'm telling you. You can find your own place. Maybe you like to go in the mountains during the snow, and that's a very relaxing place for you. Maybe you like to go to the beach and watch the waves roll in. So today, let's go to the beach. Sit in a chair and relax. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go back and see. Did anybody open their line? Star 2. Nope. Okay, time for a meditation. Find a comfortable position in your chair. Sit back. Relax. Take a deep breath in. Hold your shoulders back and your head up high. Take a deep breath in and release it. Releasing fully, letting all the stale air out. Another deep breath in through the nose, expand and hold, take on as much as you can, and release. Sort of collapsing when you release. Then square your shoulders again and continue to breathe at a more peaceful rate. And as you do, notice any tension that you're holding in your body, starting with your scalp, your face, your jaw. That's a good place we hold tension in our face. So as you release your breath and breathe out, relax and purposely let go of any of that tension, the frown, the tight jaws, the clenched teeth, and feel yourself relaxing and sort of melting into your body. So continue to breathe in and exhale relaxing through your neck and your shoulders, allowing it to go down through your arms and your hands. Notice if you're holding your hands up and just letting them dangle and relax. Breathe in again, and let's relax through our thoracic region, our abdomen, that tummy. Just let it all hang out. Just let it relax for a moment. Another breath, and down through your legs. Just letting your feet sit gently on the floor. Relax your toes all the way through your body. Totally relax. Close your eyes, and today we're going to go to the beach. It's a cool fall day at the beach. The air coming off the ocean has a gentleness to it. It's not too chilly. Just right that you don't have to wear a jacket. And your hair is blowing back, the wind in your face, and you breathe in, close your eyes, and you hear the sound of the waves. Nothing more relaxing than the sound of the waves of the ocean. Listen to the water rolling in and then rolling back out. Look at it and watch it. Watch the white caps as they come in and they run up on the beach, and then the bubbles pop and the water runs back. There's nothing more calming than being on the beach. Feel the cool, wet sand beneath your feet. Let's take a walk down the beach. Look at the seagulls and the birds. Occasionally you might see a sand crab running sideways on the sand. Shells watching up on the beach. And just walk down the beach. It's early in the morning, you're the only one there. You might want to take a little jog down the beach. This is a mental jog and a mental trip, so if you feel you're not able to jog physically, do it in your mind. Spread your arms out. Gently trot down the beach, feeling the wind in your face. Young again, healthy, able to do anything. In your imagination, you can even fly. So go to this peaceful place. Feel the sun gently coming out warm on your face. It's a slightly cloudy day, so the sun isn't too hot. And maybe we decide to sit a minute and sit down on the beach and dig our fingers in the cold sand and feel the pulsating of the earth, of the sand and the beach, the wet sand. Sit with the water gently coming up over your feet and your legs. And just be one with earth. You're very grounded. You're very safe. And notice at this moment that all is well. All is well in your world. The power of peace is in the moment. And in this moment, you are safe. You are loved, and you are well. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Enjoy everything that is on the beach. Lean back on your hands and just feel the sand and the water. Breathing in and letting go. When you're ready, come back to the present moment. Get up and realize your clothes are dry. You're home in your chair, safe, and all is well. Today, my intention for you is to maintain your peace of mind, your calmness, and help heal your body by returning to your natural state of joy. Smile a lot and choose to feel good. It's your choice. Thank you and have a wonderful month. I'll see you next month. This is Perrier signing out.